Concha with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 yes. WGN. All right, there's something going on. Now, I don't know about the rest of you people on this show.
Right.
Anna, I don't know if you've ever placed a bet in your life. Are you
We do the sports betting on the weekends with the whole family gets involved. We do that.
Where it's legal.
Where it's legal.
In Canada, like pot or whatever it is that you're doing. Now Kevin and I, specifically, if we could change one thing in the world, it wouldn't be peace on earth and goodwill. It would actually be, we just would like to get to be able to bet on professional football legally.
I'd like to walk into an OTB, place a bet on the race, and then maybe go to the next booth over, maybe bet on a football game. Is that too much to ask?
It's kind of what we're looking for.
That's too much to ask.
Now this is interesting because down in Springfield, the legislature is actually considering this.
Yes, they are.
They're having hearings. Mm-hmm. They're having meetings. They're listening to people.
This is good.
One of the guys that they are listening to is Vic Salerno. He's director of sportsbook operations for BetChicago.com, which I think if we get this, Vic is going to be our best friend, Kev. Our very, very, very best friend.
Remember that, Vic.
A lot of text messages.
Vic, I don't know if you have any other best friends, but you're going to be my best friend.
I hope so. Boy, you're my kind of people. You guys sound really worked up about this.
We are very worked up about this.
Where were you? You should have been with me in Springfield today for all these nasty legislators.
Listen, I'd go down. I'd like to give them a little piece of my mind. I got
on a number of issues.
When it comes to gaming, I got a lot of thoughts. And these people are, and they all, you know, their monocles are popping out of their eyes. Like, ew, I can't believe people would actually wager on the sporting event. And, shut up. Anyway, the point here's the thing. You were down there. You were talking. What are you guys looking for? And where? How far along are we?
Well, at Bet Chicago, we're looking for to go to the next step, which would be legalized sports wagering, and
like New Jersey.
Like New Jersey, so we could have, you know, we'll have an app. You can bet right from there, right from your desk. When you get a, you know, you get a feeling for the Bears or whatever, you can wager. Right now, we have our site betchicago.com where we have free contests. For example, this weekend we got a contest on the Chicago Patriot game, and giving away $10,000. So, and there's no purchase. But this is free money, you guys. So you should get in it. And it's really geared to the beginners. So, like, Anna, if you don't know how to play, go there.
Not great at it.
I like how Anna says, Vic, I don't got no idea how to play this. What is this? I don't understand.
We do very low-level stuff.
Anna gathers around the kids and plays bookie on the weekends.
So the question the question is this. What? All right, so now, can people go right now to your site?
No, we don't have a physical location here now. I'm from Las Vegas, and I've been in the business for over 40 years, and been running race and sports books out in Las Vegas and Reno and all of Nevada. And what we're trying to do now is my company is going to partner up with Bet Chicago here and try to show them how to do it. Not that we're the only ones that know, but we think we know a little bit more, and have been in the business for all these years.
Okay,
so,
what sort of questions are these in these monocle popping legislators down in Springfield asking about the, what are their concerns?
Well, you know, the first one is how much is in it for us, as always, and the tax. what else would a politician ask?
Yeah. Well, hey, with a budget situation like we have, I think a lot of people who don't even play wager would like to know what it means for the state.
You know, the sports wagering business is very small margins. When you bet $100, the takeout is like $5. So we have $5 to start with the workout to work with. And depending on what the state taxes us, like in Nevada, it's around 6%. Now,
wouldn't you pass that tax along to the bettor? I mean, why can't you?
Because where are the people betting now? no offense to Anna's family, but there's a lot of guys, I mean, I could go right here, many bars, even in Springfield, and get a bet down with the illegal bookmakers.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
That give better, you never, you are in Chicago, aren't you?
Very educational.
I'm just saying,
hey,
Vic, play along with me. Very educational. I'm learning new things. Go ahead.
So the illegal bookmakers are going to get better odds, and we can get than we would give if we had to pass these taxes onto the customers.
Right, it's less attractive. If all of a sudden you say, hey, leave the bookie you've been placing bets with for mm-hmm. two decades and come here, we can do it legally, but you're going to make less money. So I get it. That's a big argument.
Because your minus 110 turns to minus 115, right? Is that the issue?
Or 120 or 130, depending on how much taxes the state
Now,
wants,
let me just explain that to people who might not be familiar, which is that means that you have to spend $130 to get $100 back.
To win $100 back, right. Yeah.
And then how does those earnings get taxed and those sorts of things? Because the integrity fee is the big conversation here, right, Vic? With the professional leagues, that's the integrity fee, which is basically their way of phrasing our tax on you.
Yes, and I got my foot in my mouth today because I was blasting all the leagues and how much they want and everything else. Who's been doing the integrity for the past 40 years? We have, and we're the ones that do it. And then right after me, unbeknown to me, was the NFL Players Union.
Oh, no.
So they didn't, and the NBA guys. So.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's got their hand out.
And I'm ragging on them, and they got too much money. But it's really not the players' union. It's really the owners. It's like Mark Cuban said, if you're familiar with him, with Dallas Mavericks, the day that this law was changed, he felt that his franchise had doubled in value. Well, that's pretty good when you get a double and you haven't done really much at all. So that's what really upsets us more than, you know, the players deserve it much more, and it doesn't look like the owners are taking care of their players.
Well, Vic, so then what's the timeline here? Because it's Senate Bill 7, right? Isn't that what's sort of basically being discussed here and how the wording and all that will be sorted out? But realistically, when could this get passed here in Illinois from what you've gathered from today?
From what I've gathered, it has a good shot of passing in May of next year. So that wouldn't be bad. It's not the best timing as far as sports betting, because in May, all you really have going is the NBA and baseball. The ideal time is to make sure you're ready. If you can't make it for March Madness, which is a huge betting time, then the next target date would really be the start of the NFL season in September.
I think it'll start earlier next year, I think, right? Isn't the NFL moving their schedule?
It might be. Well, they should. They should cut out about 2 weeks of
No. I don't want to cut out 2 weeks of it because we got all kinds of things we got to worry about. All right. So if you're a betting man, Vic, would you say that this is you feel pretty good about the chances of this passing down in Springfield?
I do, and I'll tell you, and the reason why is you see these other jurisdictions, like New Jersey is a great example, and their statistics came out how they did in September. They did very well. Pennsylvania's got too high of a tax rate. That hasn't started yet. West Virginia's doing well. Mississippi's doing well. And our company just started yesterday in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, with legalized sports wagering. So that's going to put more pressure on Illinois, because Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan are all looking for it. And this is an important thing to be first to market on.
Yeah. All right. Well, Vic, I wish you the best of luck. I know Kevin wishes you the best of luck. Anna, she's not sure what all this betting talk is all about.
Exactly.
She's not really familiar with
go as deep as you too,
right, with what this is all about. Even though she every once in a while she'll come and go, God, I had a bad beat over the weekend. Oh,
right.
God.
And I show up with a lot of $100 bills, and everyone's like, what's going on? Where do you get that? Is that an ATM that I don't know about?
A couple words of advice. And please don't be laundering 20s. That's number one.
Thank you, Vic.
Number two, if you want to know about sports, my inside information tells me that Kevin's the guy to go to.
Yeah, I would say I think right. That's right. It's about
good
right.
Good point.
But I do like the laundering of 20s. That's something, Vic. Vic, I hope you didn't say that to any of the legislators when you were sitting there testifying in front of them today. That's what I'm going to say.
My filters are getting pretty full now.
I know. So. I think so. I mean, you're a guy who spends your time out in Nevada. I mean, you get what's going on out there.
Do you
I
have,
get it.
Have a lot, Vic, I got to ask you, have a lot of people betting on the Bears over the Patriots on Sunday?
Yeah, what does that look like,
anything,
Vic?
Since
I got you on the
there?
Phone.
What's the spread?
Listen, my son that's probably your age, he loved the Bears since the 95, since they were doing the Bears shuffle and everything else. So they got a good team this year to be dealt with. I think they're going to do very well.
Do we know what the spread is, Kev? What's the spread on that?
I was actually just going to ask Vic. I'm looking.
Bears Patriots spread?
Yeah. Now, this betchicago.com, is that up and going right now?
Yeah, it's great. I have the app. Yes. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
But app just tells you what the lines are. Right?
What is betchicago? Or can you see it now, Kevin?
Yeah. Kevin, can you see it?
I'm pulling it up. I'm pulling it up.
Kevin's trying to get you to fly the app. This is like when the pilot dies and the passenger has to fly the plane and Vic is in the control tower.
Well, I know the Bears are the underdogs, but as Bet Chicago noted, the home underdogs this year are 20-8 against the spread. So
yeah, so I think it's three.
Patriots are favored by three.
Three. All right. So you got a home dog. The Bears are a field goal home dog. So I love home dogs.
Bet them on the money line.
Yeah, pound it. Pound it, my friend.
Pound them.
Well, right. Bet Chicago's great.
Pound them on the money line.
It gives you the lines, but it also has all these expert, bettors, and they give you advice and, different plays week by week. So
yeah, I like what I'm saying here. All right, well, Vic, I wish you the best of luck. And if things, even before they get done, if you know what I mean, we can have you on. We can talk a little bit about the lines on the weekends. It wouldn't kill us.
Yep. No problem. That would be great.
Thank you, Vic.
Really thanks, Vic.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye now.
All right. There he is. Vic Salerno.
I want to hang out with Vic.
I feel like you won't be able to find him.
Hey, where's Vic?
No,
he was
address,
just here.
No building.
Vic who? Who's this Vic
who's
you're
asking?
Talking about?
What do you mean, Vic? There's no Vic here. What are we asking? Who's asking?
But if he was here, what would you want to tell him?
You got a question for him? A hypothetical?
Hey, I mean, what are you?
You want money?
Hey, looky Lou, what are you doing?
Imagine Vic saying some things in his day.
Does Vic not sound like he's from Central Casting?
Yes.
I would just imagine him sitting in front of all of these state legislators.
Like, really, this guy?
Right.
Did you pay an actor?
Yeah,
to
right.
come in?
It was explaining. Let me explain some of you what's going to happen here.
Capiche?
That was exactly what I was hoping for when I looked on the rundown today. It said Vic Salerno from Bet Chicago. That's what I was looking for today.
And we got him. Oh, yeah. I'm with Vic.
Perfect.
I mean, come on, let's face it. I mean,
it's
people,
ridiculous. Come on.
This is ridiculous. And people, and he's got a good point, because people, they do have, they're using sites like this, and then there's a guy that shows up,
mm-hmm.
sometimes at your work.
Yeah.
And thank God we changed addresses recently. The guy can't find me. Mm-hmm. But, guys that show up and they got this, and it seems like this is wasted larceny. If someone's going to break the law, If I'm going to break the law, I want to break the law over something good, not something that everybody else in the world is doing.
I'm glad you guys found a cause to get behind.
Yeah.
Finally.
Legalizing gambling.
Finally. Found my calling.
I've legalized pot, except I'm not into it.
Right.
Dude. Yeah.
Don't do pot and bet at the same time.
That is true. That is true. Although drinking and gambling, that's always worked out well for me.
Somehow it goes hand in hand,
doesn't
it?
It's gone very well for me. I can't complain. I guess I can. Let's talk to Judy and find out what's coming up in the news at the top of the hour.
A concealed carry shooting on Chicago's South Side.